Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 40 of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Let's do our videos for Rudy for the thumbnail. Huh? What's good? Look at Certified lover boy head ass. What's good, chat? What's good? What's up?
I got too excited. I ripped my whole computer off the wall.
Let's do it right here. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 40 of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Shout out to my Spotify people, YouTube people. The last one, we killed it on that TSO episode, bro. Shout out to TSO. He was in the chat earlier. I don't know if he's still in there.
Shout out Sage Mode.
Yes, sir. So shout out Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. Y'all know the vibes, but special shout out to the sub chat. You know what I'm saying? We out here live. We out here live supporting the cause. Before we start the pod, let me just say, obviously, any donations, any subs goes right back to the pod, bro. We reinvest that shit right back into the pod. So if y'all support the podcast and our movement, Feel free. Drop a 5-star on iTunes. Y'all know how to support us, bro. There are a lot of avenues you guys can support us. But let's no guests today. Where do I swear to God, bro? Okay. There's no guests today, man. We just need a little timeout. You know what I'm saying, for carrying the pod community. You know what I'm saying.
Hey man, hottest on the block, so baby.
It's too much weight, you know what I'm saying? Just gotta Sheesh, bruh. Crazy. But let me introduce the pod princes, you know what I'm saying? The pod princes. Justin, say what's up to the chat.
The Prince of Jefferson, baby.
Ooh. Ooh, flex it one more time. Flex it one more time.
Big hey. Bang Justin, Big Bang Justin.
Make it rain,
the money in the way.
Money on the road, buddy on nonos.
Buddy on
nonos. Don, say what's up to the chat, bro.
What's poppin', sub chat, man? Go ahead and spam up the subs and donations, baby. We trying to get this computer. We trying to get everything for everybody, baby.
We trying to get this computer.
just a whole pod computer, bro. I already have it.
Whole pod computer.
Hey, yo, can I use a computer real quick?
Right. Yo, it's my turn on the computer, bro. It's my turn. Look at this guy.
Yo, mom said I could play.
Mom said you gotta let me use the computer.
Hey, yo, someone in the chat asked Dom to do your mom's favorite midnight snack intro again, bro.
Oh, man, it's been so long, man. It's your boy, Damo, Dom Church, a.k.a. your mom's favorite midnight snack in the building. It's been years, baby.
Yes, sir. Someone was a fan of the Dish in the chat. Brought that up. Shout out to the Dish. You know what I'm saying? Humble beginnings. Nobody. Fuck almighty ballers.
Big facts. Fuck niggas with a donkey dick.
Jaylen Brown. How are we?
You. Shout out to everybody on Locker Room showing love. Make sure y'all go download that. Yeah, man. We in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah. Shout out to my bad. Don't forget the giveaway. Get us all a $100 giveaway.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh shit, what am I at?
I'm at like 110 around there.
87, yeah.
Dom Church 87, crazy.
Why did you join the room? Funny. Yo, y'all were spamming me. I was in class. I didn't see any of these invites. I'm at 38.
You're 38? Gotta get Justin out there. But yeah, we all at 200, man. $100 winner.
We'll be there with
but yeah, my fault. We're doing interrupt your introduction. My bad.
Go ahead, bro. Chipotle boy.
It's not too crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram at Words to Do. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, Chad, I'm going to be honest, bro. We don't got topics this pod, bro. It's a chill pod. You know what I'm saying? We're just chilling.
This is off the dome.
We just vibing this pod, bro. Cause again, we just need a break from all the moves being made behind the scenes. I'm saying. How's everyone's week been, bro? Or you know, the past like 3 days.
First week of class.
Absolutely. How was that?
Absolutely killing the game. I think I have a 4-0 as of right now.
I mean, it's the first week.
Okay.
Better pass the syllabus test. I swear to God, bro.
You can fail those.
I almost missed my assignment tonight, not gonna lie, bro. So I had to, I had to do a discussion post, you know what I'm saying? They asked me my name, my major, and what I wanted to do after after college.
What did you say?
This is for an engineering class. I straight up just go, yo, I want to do YouTube.
Fuck y'all.
No, I saw it set up a little bit. I just want to, you know, either use the education I have or the YouTube experience to help content creators grow in one way or another. You know what I'm saying?
Progressive souls.
Yes, sir.
Future souls.
How's your last 3 days been?
It's been cool. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling out in the locker room with the fellas. Shout out to Cardiac. AKA Caleb, you know, showing love. Shout out to Omar. It's a beautiful thing going on there, you know what I'm saying? It's the, hey, Dom, you know what I'm saying? It's 10K for a feature.
10K for a feature, man.
Oh, my God.
This dude better recognize, motherfucker.
Shout out to y'all. Hey, chat, where do chat asking you to speak up a little bit or get closer to the mic?
Yeah, where's your mic?
Hello?
Perfect. Right there, right. Don't move. You gotta be like that the whole pod, bro. You see a black sponge the whole pod.
Fucking black Brillo pad.
This dude right here. Dom, how's your last couple days been, man?
Oh man, it's been pretty good, man. Like where do you say, just on locker room, showing love, you know. Everybody, thank you for everybody's coming out there. Actually, we be having it lit. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to too much of our own horns, but we're probably the littest on locker room right now as a whole. Just saying, it's a lot of people on there. You know, we're the littest because you know we're fire and everything. Yeah, man,
because we're fire.
We're fire,
dude. I'm gonna be honest, bro. No cap, we are not being paid to talk about locker room on the pod. Like, we actually genuinely have a good time on there. There's usually like 35, 40, I think we were just like 42 today with Omar. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just chopping it up, doing some games, you know, debates and all that shit, bro. Like, it's a genuinely good time. I'm gonna be honest. So if y'all can hop on that, you know what I'm saying? The CEO, the founder was on the pod, and he's very, you know, for the creators, very chill dude. Honestly, the most hands-on like CEO founder I've ever seen.
And another thing for everyone that's on this Clubhouse wave, I'm just saying, listen, all respects to Clubhouse, is a cool platform, but Locker Room, in my opinion, is so much better for just the everyday person. Like, Clubhouse is, for me at least, unless you're trying to acquire knowledge, it's literally pretty trash. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's pretty trash if you're not really gaining much from it. At least with Locker Room, it's a very, a toxic Discord at that. If you're on Locker Room is like, we've turned it into something, but what we're doing on Locker Room, yeah, we're just getting started. We're just getting our feet wet with it, but we're having a great time. And it's all natural. It's all, like, nothing's planned. Like, Bezos has me set up the rooms and everything. He just tells me, yo, pick a topic and run with it. And I'm like, shit, man, I don't tell him what I'm about to put. I just put a title. Everybody comes in there. We just get going. And we can be in there talking for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. When we're done, we'll let somebody else host the room. And that room stays on until about fucking 2-3 in the morning. Who knows? It's just a great time on there. You know, we're the littest. Just had to put that out there again.
Yeah, man. But let's not plug, you know,
Let's not do that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, check out Locker Room. It's coming to Android. I see people in the chat just saying, bro, we just can't go on because they don't have Android. It's coming soon. They're working on it. But Bradley Beal, was that your main topic for this pod, bro?
I brought it up on Locker Room for a reason, bro, and it's ironic because like literally the day that I brought it up, like after that game, the whole shit with Bradley Beal sitting on the sidelines looking sad as hell that he had to play with fucking Westbrook and shit, and John Wall just dicked him down. Pause. I mean, it can't be a coincidence. I mean, I brought it up for a reason. I kind of got shitted on, like, I don't know, for just bringing it up. Like, I thought it was obvious that that's an obvious trade that should happen. Bradley Beal going into another team.
Didn't we agree with you?
I'm not saying no one disagreed with you, but you just didn't argue the point how the question was set up.
No, people were saying like, oh, do you have any like actual trade scenarios or like players that could be traded in that deal? And I was like, I honestly don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. But if it was was a team that I would want to trade to that has assets, it would probably be the Heat or the Blazers.
But that was the game. That was the but that was the thing though. Like the whole thing was for you to, you know, come up with deals because you're the GM and stuff, and you kind of just you was.
I guess.
Do you have any, sir?
You brought it up. That was
on the fly, like on the fly. If I had to say, give me a team. No. Give me a team. If you're the who,
the Heat.
If you're the Heat, easy. You will go to the Wizards and you'll be like, hey, let me get Bradley Beal. We'll let you hold probably two picks. We'll give you Duncan Robinson. We'll give you Tyler Hero. We'll give you maybe
that's the thing.
Another role player ish type of player. And there you go. That was me on the fly without even thinking about it. And
that's the thing. I don't think that's why I didn't want to mention players, because I don't think they're going to want to give up Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero.
Why not? You're getting Bradley Beal.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I don't think the Heat would do that.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah, why not?
I don't think they would want to give them both of them up for Bradley Beal.
Why?
Is there a reason?
Because I don't think they should. Like, those players are two valuable young pieces,
but,
and I
but those are two players fighting for the same minutes.
For Bradley Beal.
But for typically those are two players fighting for the same kind of minutes. So if you trade both of those players, you're just giving Bradley those minutes and giving someone like Kendrick Nunn off the bench. Kendrick Nunn and Kendrick Nunn.
So who would come off your bench?
Kendrick Nunn. On the perimeter? That's Kendrick Nunn. I mean, if Bill does Hero and Duncan Robinson start?
So I'm assuming that Drakic is
Justin, I can't hear you. Justin, we can't hear you.
I muted myself because motherfuckers in my house playing air hockey, but I don't think Hero starts. I think Duncan Robinson started a couple times. I can't remember.
Exactly. So if you trade both of those players, Bill would start. Kendrick Nunn is going to be your second perimeter player. He's going to be the backup perimeter player. Because their starting point guard is Dragic, and then who's another? Do they have another perimeter player?
I'm looking up their roster right now.
Yeah, look up the roster.
I'm just not.
Dragic, Butler.
They got Avery Bradley still.
Kendrick Nunn.
I mean, so yeah, you have Kendrick Nunn and Avery Bradley running your backcourt off the bench.
Kelly O.
What's wrong with that?
Kelly O. Oh my god.
Kelly O. I don't know, bro. If I was the Heat, I wouldn't do that. But
what would you do if you were the Heat?
I would probably. I know we just gave Drakic that deal, but I'd probably give Drakic and Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero and picks. I wouldn't just give up Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and picks. I would give up either Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero plus the Drakic and maybe someone off the bench plus two picks for Bradley Beal.
But is Tyler Hero or Duncan Robinson good enough to say, yo, we not going to include him in a deal for Bradley Beal? Like, are they really that good?
Well, I mean, if you're the Heat, I think this is just me, though. I would want to keep. Can you turn up your mic? Is my mic that low?
It's really low.
I mean, the pod can hear you. It's just compared to everyone else.
I'm just saying, in terms of the Heat, if you're giving up Dragic, who's your other point guard? Because if you look at this roster, outside of Kendrick Nunn's the only player that can really play point guard that's worth really talking about, unless you want to take a risk on Gabe Vincent and KZ Okpla, and that nigga's not even a point guard. So, yeah, they don't have any other point guards. So
who did they start point guard when Dragic was hurt?
Hell, they might have put maybe Avery Bradley.
I can't remember.
Maybe I don't know.
It would have to be.
I honestly can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, would it be? Yeah, Kendrick Nunn, because I don't think Bradley was playing at that time. So yeah, Kendrick Nunn had to be him. But if you're the Heat, your roster, like if you look at this roster, I don't know if you see it where this roster is built for them to give up a Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero. They have guards, like they have that 2-3 guard range expendable to get a guy like Bradley Beal. You still have Iguodala to come off your bench. You still have Precious Achiuwa, however the fuck you say this nigga's name, and that's a player that a lot of Heat fans have high stock in. You have Avery Bradley as veteran leadership off the bench. You have Kendrick Nunn still. I'm not understanding why you can't give up Duncan and Tyler Hero if you're getting Bradley Beal to try to contend in the East, especially with the big three that just formed on the Nets.
Real quick, where do I server muted you? So once your setup is all set, go ahead and unmute.
Can't defend himself. But he said, I forgot who he said in that clubhouse. I mean, not whoa, whoa, whoa. Jesus. In the locker room.
He said, whoa, whoa.
The Heat and the Blazers, I think he said.
Yeah, he said Heat and Blazers.
Heat and Blazers.
I remember. If I look at the Blazers, I mean, are you giving up CJ McCollum?
I don't think. With all due respect to CJ and Brad, if it's just a straight up CJ for Bradley Beal trade, it's not moving.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not moving the needle much. So.
And then at that point, if you're giving up CJ and another player, I mean, you're not getting anything back from Washington to make it worth it. So I don't really. So if they're not giving up CJ, then you're telling me they're going to have Dame, CJ, and Bradley, three guards below 6'4". And who are you giving up at that point? Nigga, no one wants Melo. He said, be so unmute me.
The fuck, nigga? I was talking for Mello. 10 minutes. Oh, my God.
Bro, you were fumbling your mic. All I heard was...
Nigga, unmute the popper of Discord right now, bro.
This dude right here. Go ahead, bro. You got the mic.
Give your spill.
One mic, bro. Swear to God, bro. All
right. So, as far as the Heat shit... I'd say either Dragic, and Duncan Robinson or Tyler Herro and two picks. That's just me though, but you could agree to disagree. As far as the Blazers, I honestly would probably trade CJ, Gary Trent, and all the picks that they have probably in a deal for Bradley Beal. If
CJ, Gary Trent, and all their picks for Bradley Beal, you think the threshold? You think the gap between CJ and Beal is that wide?
I don't think it's that wide, no.
So why are you giving up CJ and threshold? Trent?
What do you mean by threshold?
Not threshold. That was a bad word. The gap in talent between CJ and Bill. You think it's that wide that you need to give up that much for Bill if you're giving up CJ?
I think in terms the fit for that team, it could be a lot. Yeah, it could be a lot more wider because CJ and Dame are pretty much the same type of player. They just play different positions.
But that's not what I mean. I'm saying if you're trading CJ. But you're going for Bradley Beal. You think Bradley Beal is so much better than CJ that you need to add a ton of picks and Gary Trent to the deal?
Yeah.
For them to accept it, probably. For the Wizards to accept it.
And if that's the case, I don't want Bradley Beal if they think that highly Bradley Beal, in my opinion. Because the gap isn't that wide between him and CJ. Bradley Beal is definitely the better player. He's not head and shoulders better. He's heads better. Head better, pause. I guess is that the thing. He's not head and shoulders better. He's not head and shoulders better.
He's like a hairline better, bro. Like,
thank you. If he was head and shoulders better, he wouldn't be 3-8. Well, 3-9. If he was head and shoulders better, he would not be 3-9.
Is he? He's playing with fucking Westbrook, and all the games that Westbrook didn't play, they won. So what is that?
All of them?
No, they didn't. Westbrook is 1-8. They only have 3 wins. Do your math. That means you're wrong.
I'm talking about when Westbrook didn't play.
Yeah, they did not win all of those games.
They didn't win all those games.
Okay, what was the record?
It's still a losing record, I'm pretty sure.
They're 1-8 with Westbrook.
Without Westbrook, what were they?
They didn't win all the games, though. That's all I'm saying. I'll look it up. So they're 1-8 with Westbrook, 3-10 overall. By math, that would mean that they are 2-2. So they're a 500 team.
Okay.
But they didn't win all their games, which was your point.
Dom, you look like you about to say a scary story right now, bro.
Bro, fuck you. It's how I got this fucking lamp. Fuck you. All right. Hold on. If I just
there we go.
I needed it closer to the wall because fuck you. All right, I needed it closer to the wall. You know what?
Bro. You good? Like, you good? I'm just
that's crazy, bro. Roast me because you couldn't fucking defend your goddamn take.
I would. Yeah, I mean, I'm defending my take. I mean, we could agree to disagree.
We can. I mean, I just
nothing that's a viable
trade. But it doesn't. All right. I mean, hey.
All right. Got it. And Dom proceeds to smoke more weed.
Yeah, smoke that weed.
He said, fuck this, bro.
When someone disagrees, this nigga will smoke some weed.
I just don't get. I mean, You're not giving any points. You're just saying your rebuttal is what I would do.
But I'm being rebutted by.
I mean, and again, if you feel Bill is that much better than CJ, cool.
Yes, I think he is.
All right.
Who's a better shooting guard, Bradley Beal or CJ McCollum?
It's not about who's better. I said how much better.
I'm asking you a question. Who was better, Bradley Beal or CJ McCollum?
Whoa there, Jamal. Bradley Beal is better.
Okay, that's my point. Like,
but he's not so much better. How many picks did they give up to get how much picks did the Wizards give up to get Russell Westbrook? Like what, one or two?
One or two. Not much, one honestly. Or two.
Not much. So, and Westbrook is obviously better than John Wall, but he's not head and shoulders better than John Wall. Therefore, they didn't have to give up they didn't have to give up John Wall.
So you would keep this Blazers team
Thomas Bryant constructed? No, I'm not saying word, dude, that's not see, and that's why I'm like okay, I'm just smoking and letting you have it because you're not getting it. No, I'm saying again, if I'm the Blazers, if I'm looking at this Blazers roster, if you're going for Bradley Beal, which makes no sense because if you're not if I'm the Blazers, I'm not giving up CJ and another player plus a ton of picks for Bill.
So you're just trying because straight up.
It'll be CJ and probably one pick, which at that point is like, if they don't take that, it's not worth giving up more. Bill isn't that much better to where if I just trade off CJ and gut my team a little bit for just Bill and give away my future, I'm going to be that much better. He doesn't move the needle that much. That's what I'm saying. So at that point, I'm not looking to trade CJ. So now I'm pulling the nets. I'm really gutting my team. To make
for
a big
no
three
reason
with,
to.
Yeah, to make a big three with three guards that are under 6'4", and none of them are playing defense for real. Bill's average, but, I mean, if he's your best defender, good luck in the West.
That's true.
But, again,
Jaber says I feel like adding someone like Bill could really push him over the top. Over the top of what? They're not beating the Lakers.
They can't defend.
No one's beating the Lakers.
So what is the point of trading for Beal then? That's the whole point.
It makes them a better defensive team. Like, what are we saying? You'd rather keep CJ McCollum again for now.
But how much better? Okay, so you're trading a bad defender for an average defender? How much better on defense is he going to make you?
Bradley Beal's average. Bradley Beal's average.
Good at best. Good at best. Not great. Good. Good at best.
Average, above average? I thought that was that range.
I'm just saying, okay, so the Blazers do get better, but what I'm saying is how much does that really change anything at all? And you're going to give up more picks on top of it, and Gary Trent?
It's not worth doing all that for.
Yabusele season in the chat said, as a Heat fan, we need to trade Olynyk and Hero for Beal, but not for Beal, but for Oladipo. Would y'all trade for Oladipo or Beal if those two players were involved?
Whichever I have to give up less for.
I wouldn't give up.
No, for a fact.
I wouldn't give up Hero.
Yeah, if I'm going for
Oladipo,
I would not give up Hero.
No, Olynyk and Duncan Robinson for Oladipo. I'm not giving up Hero for Oladipo, in my opinion.
You wouldn't give up who?
Hero for Oladipo. Justin, your mic's muted. I would give up Olynyk and Duncan Robinson.
Give up
maybe
Hero
like
and
two
Robinson
second round
for, but
Bradley Beal. Yes,
Robinson.
I think Bradley Beal's that much better than Victor Oladipo to me. What are we saying? So how much better? So how much better is Victor Oladipo to CJ than CJ to you? Is he better than CJ?
I don't think the gap is that wide, head ass. I don't think it is.
Okay, between CJ and Victor,
if you're talking about gaps, I don't think the gap between Oladipo and CJ is that wide either.
Who's better though?
I would prefer Oladipo.
Okay,
me because I value defense.
Interesting.
Okay, bro.
I mean, I think it just depends. It depends on their fit.
It depends.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying with Hero and Robinson, too.
What are you saying? Hero, pack them off the team. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You don't like Hero?
I was reading the chat.
Yeah, I was reading the chat.
What's the Hero hate, though? Do people feel like he's just overrated?
Like, I feel like he's overrated.
Nah. I like Tyler Hero. Like I said, I'm not trading him for.
I just don't. I want to know like where the root of all they hate.
Honestly don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
You want me to be honest?
Because he's like,
no, we know what it is.
What is it?
We know what it is.
Because no one's claiming him that he's going to be like a top 15, top 10 player in the future.
Because he's white.
I think it's just like the social media.
I swear, it's because he's white, bro. NBA is racist. It's reverse racism.
No, because think about Duncan Robinson. No one's hyping up Duncan Robinson, but he's
been. They kind of are. They kind of are.
They are hyping up Duncan Robinson. But listen, Duncan Robinson has he has a different attribute that Tyler Herro doesn't have. Duncan Robinson is a G League guy. Typically, G League guys, when they come up and they're actually good, people always push them. And they just tend to like him. Just in general, you tend to like a G League guy. He's more of a relatable player. That's more of a relatable guy. This man, Tyler Herro, is a Kentucky one-and-done player. It's kind of easy to hate on him. Like, he went to Kentucky for 1 year, came to the Heat. They see the expectations. People that want to hate are going to hate on him.
No, I don't think
it's easy. It's easier to hate on somebody that you hold to a different expectation than hate on somebody that's exceeding expectations. You feel me? No one thought anything of Duncan Robinson, and he's defying the odds. That's an underdog story. People love that. So Tyler Herro isn't an underdog story.
I don't hear anyone that hates Christian Wood, bro.
And he's another. Didn't he have a stint in the G League?
Someone said in the locker room that Christian Wood is AD without the defense.
Without the defense. Yeah.
Just A.
People love G League guys, bro.
Just A. Anthony Avis had a. Someone said in the chat that Heat fans act like he's going to be a top 20 player. I mean, honestly, he doesn't have the potential to be a top 20 player. Is that what we're saying?
Potential to be.
I think he does.
I believe he does.
He wrote
Tyler Herro.
In the East, yeah.
No, I swear. The reason people hate Herro is because like those big sports networks like ESPN, Bleacher Report, SportsCenter, whatever. You know, you follow their social media pages, and they hype the fuck out of that, man. I swear. During the playoffs, man, it was like LeBron. It was LeBron highlights and Herro highlights. I swear, like, the whole time. Like, it's just, like, overwhelming.
But hype the fuck up to what extent? Like, he was balling out, and they were just throwing.
Balling out, but it's just, like, when people see all the same clips of, like, you see, like, all the great players. You'll see, like in the playoffs, all the great players balling out, and then you just see like 100 like Herro posts. It makes like the viewer think like, oh, they're placing Herro on the same tier as all these other great players, and then people just get like butthurt about it. Like, oh, Hero's not as good as like these superstars. Why aren't you posting, you know, this player from my favorite team? But instead, you're just spamming us with Herro highlights, and then it just stems from there. Is what I feel like it happens.
Herro's getting hyped as a second coming during the playoffs.
I mean, listen, bro. Like, you got to understand, he's a rookie. When rookies perform well, people tend to...
Yeah.
Dime on that Bronny pack. Stop it. People tend to hype up players that are, like I said, exceeding expectations. No one was expecting the Heat to be that good in general. All those players were getting hyped up. Bam got hyped. Duncan got hyped. Dragic got hyped. Fuck, niggas was putting Jimmy Butler in their top five. Like, everyone was getting hyped up on
him. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Let's talk about that, bro. Because I swear to God, after the finals, it was a consensus.
Yeah, the same thing with Jamal Murray.
It was a consensus that Jimmy Butler was a top 10 player, and that for some reason, between game 6 of the NBA finals and the first 15 games of the season, know about Jimmy Butler, man. He's kind of sus, man.
Did any of us actually say he was
Jason Tatum still might be better. Paul George still might be like, come on, dude.
I mean,
not enough has happened between game 6 of the NBA finals and the first 15 games of the season for y'all to switch up that much, bro. But you know.
People just go on a playoff run, and then that's
I'm gonna say, I ain't switched up yet. I definitely after last year, I'm one of the people that put Jimmy in their top 10, and I was a Jimmy hater. Bezos knows this. I used to hate on Jimmy hard, and he showed me something that I didn't think he had in him that a lot of players said he had that I didn't see, and now I see it. Maybe it might be like I seen it, and you know what? I'm happy I didn't fully commit the. Turning around for that bum Jamal Murray though. Nah, listen, Bezos, you made a strong point, but nah, he's a bum. I said it before and I'll say it again. He's a bum.
Yeah. Well, who
Free
was,
Bobo?
Who was it? Word was you the one that saying a Jamal Murray's playoff run was a fluke? Was that you?
No, I wasn't saying that. I think someone titled the room that, but I didn't agree with that shit. I feel like he could do something.
I was just the mod of the that. Room titled that. But.
I don't know. I think that was Omar. I don't know. Who was that your room, Dom?
Huh? No. Was
that your room?
No. No, that was not my room.
Like a room that Dom would, you know,
that does sound like my room, though. I might make a room like that eventually.
Stats and idea. Put future. That in the book. Put that in the idea book.
What do you got? A, you got a haircut? Did you get a
fresh cut?
Yeah, you looking Fade like souls? You looking like you got a fresh haircut, my man.
Fade souls, bro. Had to replicate the.
I got a question,
Prince.
I got a question while we're talking about Werdu's sexy haircut. Is there a, what are some guys that I'm funny? I'm treating it like fucking locker room at this point. What are some guys that you feel should be freed? You know, some guys that are being held back, locked down. Because for me, I'm saying free ball right now. You know, unleash Bobo.
Any player that can get a million views on YouTube, Dom. I think that's the correct answer,
bro. No, stop it.
Shout out
so
Julian
you really
Newman.
Don't believe in Bobo? You don't believe in
Julian
Bobo?
Julian Newman is ass.
I'm to say, yeah, that nigga trash. Julian Newman is Taco ass, Fall. Bro. Taco, you think Taco should be free? Free
Taco? No, I just want to see. I don't think he should be, but I want it to happen. I want to see that man dunk on someone without jumping.
I don't know. I feel like in terms of players getting opportunities that you think they deserve, I think they got to just prove it first at least. And man, I don't think Bobo has proved it for like what, three games? Like
not even that. He was when if you go look at his G League numbers, his rookie year when they had him in the G League, he was hooping. Every other player when they go through that trial, if they're hooping, they get a chance. THT did it. He got his shot. The championship year we had, THT was in the G League that whole year, busting ass. When you bust ass in the G League, they typically give you a shot, which is why I didn't understand why Bobo didn't get a fair shake. They signed him to a guaranteed deal, not a two-way. Taco got re-signed on a two-way deal. I was like, okay, Taco's not ready. But they gave him a guaranteed deal. So I'm like, okay, he's about to get a shot. Now, no. He's still getting held back, and it's not because – and fuck everyone saying he's not ready. Bobo is definitely ready to play. He's a lot better than a lot of these niggas, bro. Bobo is 12 times better than Cam Reddish, and he gets 30 minutes a night. I don't care what no one says, bro. Bobo should be on the court. 20 times better. Bobo right now is 20 times better than Cam Reddish.
That's kind of crazy.
Like, there's no reason he should be on the fucking bench just – racking up goddamn Chandler Parsons minutes, bro.
Especially during the regular season, might as well give him a run.
So when you say free Bobo, what does that entail? Like
free Bobo.
You talk, but, like bro, how many minutes would you give him?
Till it's backwards.
At least 18. At least 18 minutes. At least.
At least 18.
Why did you bring back bum ass Paul Millsap? Get that nigga out of here.
He should have been gone.
Thank you. I was like, if they're letting Jeremy Grant go, I figured they would let Millsap go too, because they're gonna let Michael Porter Jr. and Bobo get some run, at least get some minutes, at least. But no, you just like, nah, bring Paul Millsap back on a 1 year deal. Like, who the fuck wants Paul Millsap, bro?
Paul Millsap ain't playing too bad.
He's not playing too bad, but he's not playing like Paul Millsap that we're used to. He's definitely declined.
Well, he's 35.
At this, cool, and I get that. But at this point, if you're the Nuggets, you might as well you've already hit out the park with drafting all of these guys that fell in your lap. You manipulated the draft at the back end or at whatever spot you could to get very good players. I get you're trying to win, but the motherfuckers you're putting in, if they're not really doing shit, why not give these guys a shake? Why is Torrey Craig on the court?
Latour.
Who the fuck watches Torrey Craig?
Latour.
Bro, give Bobo.
I don't even know who Torrey Craig
he's
is.
Not on the, he's not on the team. Torrey Craig?
I'm honestly, I'm still shooting.
Are they letting him go? Good shot. Good job.
I'm looking at the roster right now. Like, yo, I don't see Torrey Craig, bro.
Well, he's not there no more. Yo, RP Torrey Craig career, bro. My bad, man.
The rest of his argument stands. All right.
All right. Okay, I'll give you Bobo. And players that should be freed?
In your opinion.
Can I say mine?
Yeah, y'all can go first. I don't got one right now.
Number one for all the Knicks fans, you know,
Obi Toppin. Are you about to say Obi Toppin, bro?
Oh, he should have been free. Come on now, top 50 player in the league, man. If Obi Toppin didn't get injured, bro, top 50 player, bro, go like that tweet on Twitter, by the way. But yeah, for all the Knicks fans, this is another guy that should be freed. This is why I hate Tibbs, because he doesn't play the players that should be getting, you know, playing time. Emmanuel Quickley, he should be getting more playing time than he is, and that's a fucking travesty that he isn't. Emmanuel quickly for sure. Bobo, I have to agree with Dom. Bobo should be getting at least 15 to 20 minutes. Like, that's there's no excuse for that. Honestly, Kostas. I think Kostas at this point, you know, we have a winning record.
Yeah,
free Kostas.
Experiment with the lineup.
Free Kostas. Free Kostas
in there for at least, you know, 10 to 12 minutes. If you can give Kuzma some minutes,
that's freeing Kostas.
Kostas. I'm just saying. So
probably again, Kostas should get a good 18.
I'll say at least 12 to 15 just to test them out.
Bro, there's no reason. Bro, there's no if we have Montrez on the court, there's no reason Kostas shouldn't be on the goddamn court. Get out of here. At least Kostas can step outside the fucking paint and be a damn threat.
Montrez
is fucking trash, bro. I was down that hill. I was on the hill last year saying Rondo was trash, so he proved me wrong. I doubt Montrez is going to prove me wrong. He's fucking garbage. Get that nigga the fuck out of here.
Someone called him a shorter AD with less defense.
So basically garbage. Wait, what the fuck, man? No, he's not. I'm sorry. He's not a shorter AD. Bro, Montrez is so...
Yo, sorry. Yo, real quick. Cardiac said that light hitting Dom like fucking Frieza coming to Earth.
Fuck y'all, man. Fuck y'all.
Got that ring light?
It looks good.
Cardiac just mad. Cardiac just mad. Cardiac mad, bro.
Shout out Ashley.
He mad because I shot my shot at Ashley and he couldn't. It's all right, Cardiac. I feel you. My sim game just harder, bro.
Okay, but going back to the topic, as far as players that I want to see freed, honestly, I want to see CJ as a first option, like a true first option rule. I want to see that because people just look at CJ as a great second option, but I feel like he's a better, he's not as bad as a first option as people make him out to be. I think he can prove a lot of people wrong in that sense. Who's the other dude I was looking at? Oh, Ben Simmons. Same thing. I feel like if you construct a team,
Ben Simmons plays. What?
if you construct a team correctly around Ben Simmons, I truly think he'd be the first option on a 53-54 win team. But you just gotta construct it.
I feel you.
This man
been saying KZ Okpla.
Bro, KZ Okpla is not consistent enough to be mentioned right now, bro.
I don't know who that is as well.
That nigga's a 70 on 2K, bro. He's trash. I don't know that nigga.
No, he's not consistent enough. But for sure, Emmanuel Quickly. Emmanuel Quickly, with the amount of time that he gets, like 12 to 15 minutes, he'd be putting up like 20-plus points every time he goes.
Tyrese Maxey? Like, can we put Emmanuel?
I was about to say, yeah. Definitely free Tyrese Maxey. Go ahead and trade Ben Simmons. Go ahead and just let Tyrese be your point guard, bro, because that man's next up. You know. Dreadhead powers all day.
Emmanuel Quickly.
Yeah, Emmanuel Quickly. The last game he played, he only played like 15 minutes, but he dropped 31 points. Like, it's ridiculous. But Tibbs won't play this man because he's so stuck on Randall and fucking RJ Barrett. It's like,
free Naz Reid. 42 minutes. Free Naz Reid.
Yeah.
He definitely needs some more time out there. My man's putting up numbers. I got him in fantasy, so I definitely would know.
Free Kodak. Kodak's
already free, but he's about to go back to jail.
I didn't know Lil Wayne was in jail. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I remember when he got locked up. I was like, wow, no one's talking about this. It's crazy.
That was recently, right?
Yeah.
That was very recently. Who else?
Where do please stop fumbling with their mic, please? Oh, my God. Yo, stop. I swear to God, stop. Swear to God, bro.
This man's about to get server muted. He gonna keep doing. Oh, he's rubbing his hands. Who else are we freeing?
I thought he put the mic.
That's server.
No, this is the opposite of
no,
ASMR.
Please.
Big facts.
I think it's all right. Players like I mentioned.
Oh, Justin.
Shout out to Boogie for putting up good numbers.
Free Matthew Dellavedova.
I seen what he can do.
Dougie McBuckets? Resurgent in Dougie really McBuckets? Well, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Sabonis, by the way. That man's going fucking crazy, bro.
You're the Lakers super team? Let me show.
Lakers super team.
I mean, low
yo, I saw that tweet. Was that tweet supposed to be about the Lakers or the Clippers?
I was honestly testing people. I'm not going to lie. Because if people said the Lakers, if people said this year's Lakers were a super team, then that would have to mean that last year's Clippers would be a super team as well.
The only thing I had about that tweet was you just said two superstars.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on who the two – if the two superstars, if one of them's name is LeBron James, then yes. If one of the names is Paul George, then maybe not. You know, it depends on the superstar.
Okay, let's give a little bit of context. Going into last season – Paul George just had a year where he finished third in MVP voting and was averaging like 27 a game. And was like third in defensive player of the year voting as well. Not a lot of players can say that.
I feel like
super teams
until like in hindsight you say, oh, that team was a super team. But like
I don't know about in hindsight.
The Clippers were about as hype as you can get. It was basically Clippers, Bucks, Lakers were the three top three at the beginning of the season, right?
Pretty
not
much
in that order, but
yeah.
So I'd say they got the respect that was due to them. I don't think anyone was calling them a super team, but they were still calling them top three in the league.
Okay, the question stems from this. I get when we define a super team, the usual definition is at least one superstar, another complementary star, and another complementary star on top of that. So three, most of the time it's three.
I feel like a championship is also a requirement for a super team, because if you didn't win shit, how are you a super team?
It's about talent. Super teams aren't about accomplishments, it's about talent.
Because the 2013 Lakers were a super team. They just failed.
Bad. Miserably.
2004 Lakers with Gary Payton and Karl Malone, a super team. They just failed. You know what I'm saying? So going back to it, so usually a super team is at least one superstar.
A super team has to be clear best in the league, though.
Not even.
Would you say the Nets are a super team?
The Nets?
This year's Nets. We'll Harden.
Oh, shit. That's fair, actually. Okay. I redact my statement.
I was about to say, okay, usually a super team is one superstar and two other stars. But my question is, what if you have two superstars and two six-man of the year candidates on your team? Which I get it, like it's
you
technically not a third star.
You know my feelings about that.
That the award doesn't matter. I mean, I get that
playing the bench. Like, okay, you could have five great players and no one on your bench. I'd rather have that than two six man of the year candidates and shitty starters. What the fuck does that mean? If you have good six man of the year candidates, but you don't have anyone can start your six man of the year fucking candidates. You know.
I agree with that.
I never understood about hyping up a six man in a year. Like, if you're so good, why are you a six man? You know. Anyway,
I'm just saying the point he made. I definitely agree with that. If you got two fucking six man candidates, ain't too. Nobody can start, nigga. What the fuck are you doing with them on the bench? But nah, I mean, Vizos, to answer your question. No, I don't think having two superstars and two six man candidates make you a super team. I feel a super team you can have. Nah, I'm gonna say one. If you have two superstars or even a superstar and a good all-star, it depends on how the rest of the team is filled out. If you have a bunch of good players to fill out your team, you're a super team.
Let's talk about the Lakers. Right. Aside from so they got LeBron, AD, two superstars, got Montrez and Dennis Schroeder, two six man of the year candidates. The rest of the roster is what? Like, they have really solid Wesley Matthews, Kyle Kuzma.
I mean, no. I'm not saying Lakers. I think we're a super team right now, but that's because we're the best fucking ever.
Okay, you think the current Lakers are a super team?
Yeah, I think the current, but that's because we're filled out correctly. That's not just because we have, we got Dennis Schroeder.
Last year, I wouldn't have said they're a super team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got Marc Gasol is way better than having fucking Dwight and JaVale McGee to me. Dennis Schroeder, I mean, I fucking love
for the team. Yeah, Marcus.
I love Dennis Schroeder. We have Wesley Matthews, who's a shooter. I definitely trust him more than Danny Goddamn Red. We still have Kuzma putting up numbers. Man. We still have Caruso. We still have we still have parts of our championship team. I'm definitely going. We're a super team. I'm with that. We're definitely a super team this year. But I don't think if you was to put like last year's Clippers. I mean, I think they were a super team still.
That's what I'm saying. So by that definition, the Clippers last year would also be a super team. Because aside from Montrez, Lou, Kawhi, and PG, they had Pat Bev, who just made an all-defensive team the year prior.
That's what I'm saying. They were filled out. Like I'm saying, they fit the criteria. They're filled out correctly from head to toe.
So they should have been a superstar.
No, they were
super. They were super. That's what I'm going into that season.
You said the year going into the season. So you're talking about they should have been based off how they played the year before.
Well, honestly, this time, because I've just been wondering myself the past couple of weeks, what is a super team? Because I think the Clippers have a very strong case for a super team. So, okay, so what are your standards for a super team?
I feel like, first off, you either have to win a championship or be very close to winning a championship. And I know you guys said you should be able to figure out what's a super team before they play, but I really think you can't determine what's a super team until you see them play all the way through at least one playoffs together. And it doesn't have to be the whole team. Like the Lakers, like I saw a good core of them play through the playoffs. I know what they can do. So if I look at the team now, they fill out their team even better. They're better than the team they have last year. I can say, yeah, I think they're a super team. But someone like the Nets is where I have a problem, because I feel like I should be able to call them a super team, even though they haven't done anything. But I think that's just because what I've seen the individual players do in the past.
Wait, so from what you said, is just winning a championship?
No. I'm saying, like, the Lakers, not the Lakers, the Brooklyn Nets is how I feel about them this year, as how I felt about the Clippers last year. They should be a super team.
Okay, so
depends on how they perform throughout the season.
So it depends. Together. So do you think the 2015 Warriors.
Team, but they need to work together and actually, like, complement each other.
Do you think the 2015 Warriors are a super team?
15. Wait, yo.
That was the first year. Roster? That was the first year they won together. That was when the Cavs didn't have, or Kyrie was injured and Kevin Love was injured that year. Because I don't think they are. I don't think they are. Because going into that season, Justin.
That whole era as a super team, but I feel like that specific year, if you ask me after that year on 20, like after the playoffs 2015, if they were a super team, I probably would have said no. But if you ask me now, was that era of the Warriors a super team? I'd say yes. Because they kept most of those players through the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, right? When you add KD, that's a different story. But I'm just talking about before KD went. Because going into the 2015 season. Okay. Because going into the 2015 season, the Warriors had, the fifth, sixth best odds to win the championship. And I just don't think, just because you had a great season, that automatically makes you a super team.
No. Okay. I guess I just described it wrong. So basically what I'm saying is you have to have the all-star potential, like you're saying, all those requirements you're saying, but you also have to – your players have to work together. That's the team part of super team. You can have super players on your team, but if they can't play together, how are they a super team, you know?
Because it should be about talent when we're talking about a super team. Super teams are typically about how much talent.
You can't just get the five most – well, I guess you can get the five most talented players, but
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a super team. It's not a super, players. Super
but that's what makes it. But that's what separates a team from a super team, the amount of talent on said team.
How good it's the team about, is not how good the players are on the team.
So using your definition, were the 04 Pistons a super team?
Oh, man, how was 04? I don't remember.
Were the 08 Celtics a super team?
Yes. 08 Celtics definitely a super team.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Because they were great players, they had all-star potential, they had the hype, and then they actually played well together.
So if the Celtics didn't win a championship, they're not a super team?
No, if they didn't play well together, I'd say at least in the playoffs.
If they didn't? Okay. Because the Celtics, Justin, I don't think you remember, but the Celtics could have easily lost to the Hawks in the first round. That series went to 7.
But it didn't, so.
Oh, it did go to 7.
But they didn't lose, though.
This dude right here. Anyways, the chat is asking us to talk about Shaquille O'Neal's comments regarding a lot of players, like Donovan Mitchell.
I saw that.
Rudy Gobert.
I'll try and find the quote while you guys.
Baguette Gobert, you know what I'm saying?
Baguette Gobert.
So, what.
Baguette Biyombo.
That's what I was thinking of, bro.
Baguette Biyombo.
Baguette Biyombo, bro. Yeah, so for the people who don't know, Shaq has been on a tear with these comments like the past couple of months. I didn't specifically see the interview, but he said that, pretty much just told Donovan Mitchell to his face that you can't be the first option of a championship team or some shit. He said Baguette Gobert. Baguette Biyombo was not. I don't even know what he was just dissing Gobert.
I got the quote right here, a different quote.
Yeah, what do you say about Gobert?
It says no. This is like after he like people were criticizing him for being so critical. He said, "I know what greatness is. Ain't nobody playing done what I've done besides LeBron and Curry. I have G14 classification to say what I say. You better Google me," is what he says.
He's so not basically wrong, though.
People were saying, "Yo, you're being too harsh." And he's like, "Look, I'm a fucking champion.
I'm gonna say, like, but is he being harsh? We're talking about being great. We're talking about greatness. We're talking about players being excellent. And I have no problem with a player that was great holding players to that standard when a lot of people won't. Why are we pacifying these guys? And if anyone hasn't seen the clip, when you've seen him, he said he loves Donovan Mitchell's game. And he's doing it to add fuel to the fire so he will get better and see his competitive edge. That's the type of shit you do on the court when you're playing against players. That's the type of shit they did. They tested each other on the court. They will give you a hard hit. They will give you a hard foul to see how you react and see how you counter what they did. And then they'll be like, "Good move, young fella. Just testing you." There's plenty of stories about it. So I don't get why everybody being so fucking sensitive.
You know why they're sensitive.
It's a bunch of people that have never been on the court upset about how players that actually played the game are handling.
Motherfucker saying it's a soft league, and as soon as someone comes in to challenge that notion,
the more people get mad at Shaq, the more I agree with Shaq. You know, this is the exact. I feel like this is the reaction he's looking for.
I'm gonna be honest though, if it was any other player, I might get the argument more. Yeah. But it's fucking Shaq, bro.
And
like,
he said that in the quote. He goes, "Yo, like, I'm Shaquille O'Neal. Google me. Like, who are you to tell me what I can and can't say?" Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, let's not, like, if Jason Collins said that again, the argument is more valid. Like, Jason Collins, what have you done in the league?
Yeah, like,
with all due respect, like Charles, we can take it up to Charles Barkley. You know what I'm saying? Like that
And Paul Pierce too.
Like Paul Pierce.
Let's give a real example. Ryan Hollins. That's a good example.
Ryan Hollins.
When Ryan Hollins goes out and tries to trash a guy like Gobert, it's exactly my point. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did use him on 2K on like old associations, but we're not talking about that. Ryan Hollins was trash. And for him to go out and say shit about like a player like Gobert, don't get me wrong, Baguette Biyombo is pretty trash, but you know, I'm a fan. I can say that. Ryan Hollins can't say that. Baguette Biyombo probably threw your shit across to like the sixth seat, the sixth row. Like, no, you can't say that about him.
I don't know about that logic, though, because he can throw my shit to the sixth row.
Well, no, I'm saying, us as fans, I'm about to say, yeah, we're fans. That's our job.
We're not saying it's their face either.
Okay, long story short, I'm just saying if anyone can say that, it's the 4-time champion, 3-time Finals MVP, arguably the most dominant force in league history. You know what I'm saying? If there was one player, now the Dwight Howard situation, I'm not gonna lie, he's been petty like for 10 years
ever.
Petty with that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about the Dwight Howard situation, bro. I'm not gonna lie, but like the Donovan Mitchell shit, even the Gobert shit, I don't. But what do y'all think about the Dwight? What do y'all think about the Dwight Howard thing though?
Like, he's just being petty.
He's just being petty, or is he like?
He posted a picture,
deeper.
And Shaq was like, "Boy, you didn't do shit."
But it's also been going on for, I kid you not, like a decade
now. Since he was in Miami. Since
Orlando.
But my thing is, I just feel like Shaq. He felt it was a challenge. Like, let's be honest. Ever since Shaq in this modern era. Dwight's been the closest thing to a dominant center at that time. Like, Dwight was what people thought was the next coming of the great big man, which, I mean, his prime, he really was. His peak was one of the best peaks for bigs ever in that generation. So he was one of the best. And he kind of followed Shaq's footsteps, and Shaq didn't accept it, kind of. It was like someone trying to seek that approval, and Shaq's just not mature enough to give it to him, which is kind of weird. Not even kind of, it's very weird. It's very suspect and weird. I don't like it. Shaq's hands down one of my favorite players fucking ever. He's the reason I love basketball. I definitely don't agree with Shaq with the whole Dwight thing.
Yeah. Shout out Shaq. Shout out Shaq.
Shout out Shaq. Shout out Shaq, but you're being a hater.
Or do you got any impromptu topics to bring up, Petas? Any music related topics?
Because
you know, we just vibing out today, bro.
Yeah.
RIP Six Dogs. R.I.P. Six Dogs, bro.
Yeah, rest in peace, Six Dogs.
Man, that shit fucking.
Dom, I don't want to say R.I.P. before I know these people, man.
Hey man, don't worry about that, bro. If you ain't no Six Dogs, it's cool. Don't even fake it. But Six Dogs really was my. I've been listening to Six Dogs for some years now, bro. That's my guy.
Mm. Not for real though. R.I.P. Six Dogs. R.I.P. like that. R.I.P. Seko Smith as well. Yeah, I'm saying we said we were gonna mention him. Yeah, pass away to COVID.
I found that shit out at the gym. I was like,
damn, I didn't know.
We were in locker room. COVID? Yeah.
How old is he?
He's not even that old. He looks like he's in his 40s, 50s, which is not that old.
Was it just straight up COVID, or did he have like a condition?
Well, either way, if it made his condition,
RIP
Seko Smith. Also, man, I haven't even said RIP to Kobe, bro. Jesus, man, we didn't even bring it up yet. RIP to Kobe. RIP to Kobe. RIP to Gigi. RIP to everyone that passed away on that horrible, horrible day, man. I swear to God, bro. RIP, man. Throw RIPs in the chat, bro. I swear to God, man.
Mamba for life, man. I still gotta get my Mamba tattoo.
I'm dead ass thinking of getting a. If there's one, I've never been a tattoo dude, but I might get a.
You guys have tattoos?
Nah, I don't have any. Like that'd be my first one. That and then probably something for my family.
Justin, do you have one?
No.
Where do?
No shot.
No tats.
We're a bunch of tattoo virgins.
What are you guys thinking?
Tattoo
virgins. I'm gonna get probably. M for L, so like Mamba for life, something like that. Something small. I don't know. I'm scared of needles. I gotta get something to like test out the waters. I am dead ass.
You know what's like weird? Mamba for life. Like needles. When I get my flu shot.
Oh yeah, I enjoy it. Breed, bro.
You enjoy. Yo, you're a weirdo, bro. Stick it in.
I don't like enjoy the feeling. I just think it's so cool. They literally just like stick that shit in you. No. And boom.
That's no cool.
No, it's sick.
If anyone, so sick. Please don't clip that and take that out of context.
Yeah, relax.
Shot, I enjoy it.
This I don't know. I think just stick it in you. Yeah. I just think it's so cool that they can do that shit. They're just like, stuck in boop. Oh, you're free. You know,
boop.
I went to CVS to get my flu shot because I had to get. My school required a flu shot. It's the first time I've ever actually got a flu shot because they required it.
Mm.
They put you in a room 2 feet wide, two chairs, and there was a rack of, I swear to God, dildos next to me. Vibrators and dildos. And I was in a little room
getting a flu shot.
What the fuck? I was so... And then, once I finished...
You
the
sure you were at CVS?
CVS? You didn't know CVS has hella vibrators, bro.
I didn't know.
I would not know.
I haven't explored the crevices of CVS, bro.
This man, word dude, just walk around CVS, just like, I feel that's like
some CVS sex shit. Aisle. It is some CVS shit. They'll sell anything.
What's crazy? Yo, Dom, fuck Arby's, though. Fuck Arby's.
Shit.
Hey, man. Hey, don't. Don't disrespect Arby's, bro.
What you got? Arby's, baby. What'd you get?
The chicken sandwich, baby. The chicken sandwich.
Oh. Do you still have it? I want to see it. Is it in there?
I don't. Hell no, it's just gone, bro.
I just wanted to see what it looked like.
This is good.
Arby's sandwiches, do they taste bad, they just look disgusting.
Well, no. I'm not eating that roast. No, that roast beef is fucking disgusting. I'm not eating none of that shit. That's just the fucking dog food.
There was roasting your ass on TikTok, Dom.
They were. I couldn't even see it. I didn't even see the comments. I didn't even see the TikTok comments.
Let me look at the comments.
Yeah, Arby's,
But no, the chicken. Listen, let me preface this again. The chicken sandwich and crinkled fries only. I don't even like the curly fries. The crinkled fries, they're new.
What is crinkle fries?
It definitely is. It definitely is. This is better than Rama chicken sandwiches. Yes, Arby's, bro. That's just fire.
Over Chick-fil-A, Popeyes.
No. Chicken? It's over Popeyes. I've never had a fucking government assisted church's chicken sandwich. What?
The Arby's chicken sandwich is better than the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Yes, it is. Hands down.
In terms of
flavor. Bro, it comes with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and a special mayo, bro.
Over what?
All that shit you can put on a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
But they don't put it on a Popeye's chicken sandwich, my nigga. They don't.
They got the most gas fucking pickles, though.
I still haven't had Popeye's chicken sandwich, bro. I feel so left out.
Bacon on a chicken sandwich?
That shit is so good.
That just doesn't even make sense.
Bacon on a chicken sandwich? Are you saying bacon on a chicken sandwich? You don't like that? What? What are you? Are you not American?
I never eat
bacon. Are you not American?
I can only have bacon on, like, beef, like, or like on a patty, bro.
You've never had bacon on your burger?
You never had bacon on a chicken sandwich? What?
I've never had bacon and chicken in the same meal.
That's not the go-to, like bacon. Yeah. On
Chad, am I tripping?
Is that the standard, just bacon, or do you have to ask for?
No, that's like the chicken sandwich. They have different chicken sandwiches. It's not just a fucking spicy and regular with just pickles and mayo. Like, no, they have different
spicy mayo and put some
spicy mayo. Whoa! But nah, they have like a deluxe chicken sandwich. They have a regular chicken sandwich. They have their own spicy chicken sandwich. They have all types of shit.
I heard McDonald's is coming out with a competitor.
Do you or do you not put the horsey sauce on
the horsey sauce?
That's what it's called.
Horsey sauce is their signature sauce, bro.
Arby's? Yo, why is Arby's so weird?
Nah. What's right? the yeah, nah, I don't
we got the meat.
That's like their biggest flex, their horsey sauce, I swear.
Horsey sauce?
I ain't getting the horsey sauce. I'll try it, though.
But I think it's like horseradish sauce. I don't know.
I don't think it doesn't have to be horseradish. It could be some weird shit, but it might not be.
It could be horses.
It could just be their special sauce. It could be like a Thousand Island.
Why are you defending Arby's? Are you white, nigga? What's good with you?
Am I what?
Ain't nobody eating.
Let's not talk about. Okay, let's not talk about people like white things. All right, Mister.
I've had Arby's twice and hated it both.
Did you like Arby's the two times that you went to Arby's? Did you like Arby's?
No, that's why I only went.
No, because he got the nasty ass roast beef. Like I'm saying, that's just nasty.
The first time I went and got the roast beef and didn't finish.
It's like niggas ignore what I say.
I always finish my food and I didn't.
It's like hear what you want to hear. Like, I swear to God, bro. I sat there and said a million times, the roast beef, gyros, all that shit is fucking dog food. Just the chicken sandwich and crinkle fries. Even their fountain drinks is trash.
Can you say gyros?
You never had it.
Gyros?
How do you know? That's what they're called, right?
Gyro is fire.
Isn't it gyros? Isn't it
gyros? I thought it was gyro. I thought it was gyro.
Gyro just sounds good too, bro. I'm not gonna
lie. Look up the... Bro, look up the damn Arby's.
Is it really gyro?
It's gyros. Yes, it's gyro. It's gyro, I'm telling you.
I don't believe it.
It's called a gyro.
This is shit. Is an Arby's stand.
I'm telling you.
I ain't never met an Arby's stand, bro.
I'm not an Arby's stand, bro. Oh, my God, bro. I'm an Arby's chicken sandwich stand. I'll go on that hill, but.
Yo, subscriber Arby's chat only. Stand. These holes, bro. I tried to send a link to the horsey sauce, and I couldn't because I'm not a subscriber.
Hey, you know what to do, Justin. It goes back into your pockets, bro.
Justin the sub, bro.
Someone give me a sub.
Someone give Justin
is struggling to get into the chat, bro.
I was like, what's going on?
It's pronounced hero. Nigga, we're not talking about a fucking hero. We're talking about gyro.
No,
he's saying gyro. He's saying gyros are pronounced heroes.
No, hero's a different name.
No, hero is a total different thing. Yeah, it's not. It's pronounced gyro.
Nigga, it's gyro.
Gyro.
Is it?
I'm telling you, look up the Arby's commercial. The fucking the Arby's spokesman. We have the meat. That nigga, he says gyro.
Yo, not gonna lie, that's the whole reason I went to Arby's for the first time was that dude. I was like,
facts, bro. That nigga sold me on.
And I went there and they did not.
We got the meat.
You wanted the meats, bro?
I was like, damn, I really want a place with the meats right now.
That shit really made me want that shit. I'm like, bro, these niggas really got. I'm looking like, yo, that shit look pretty good. I tasted it. I threw it away. I didn't even eat. I took one bite and it was fucking disgusting. I'm like, bro,
has anyone had Sonic?
I feel Sonic is A1, bro. Tier 1, bro. Sonic's amazing.
Everyone that I've talked to is saying that it's kind of overrated.
Sonic?
Everyone you're talking to is uncultured swine.
If you go to Sonic during happy hour, you can get a drink for like $1. Like,
facts. They don't. Their burger is underrated as fuck, bro. Burgers underrated as fuck.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the burgers definitely underrated.
Real quick, someone earlier in the chat said Dom got LeBron's hair on his beard.
I hate you. I hate you, man.
A receding beard. That's wild, bro.
Fuck you.
You need a beard transplant.
I really do. I'm about to take some of this from up top and just put it on my face.
Like, it's gyro. I looked it up. You were fucking with us, weren't you?
What? It's gyro.
I'm on Merriam-Webster.com. It's J-I-R-O is how it's pronounced.
No, it's J-Y-R-O, bro. Trust me, bro. I eat gyro all the time.
J-Y-R-O?
J-Y-R-O would mean gyro. J-Y-R-O,
would still be gyro, bro. Gyro.
He's talking about the pronunciation. He's talking about the pronunciation, Urdu.
G, pronounced G-U-Y-R-O, gyro. But it's okay. Spelled.
Well, you'll have to update the dictionary with that because they don't have it.
When's the last update?
You're on Urban Dictionary. It's gyro.
He said Merriam-Webster.
It's Merriam-Webster, dog. That's
you're
his
on Urban Dictionary. I don't know what dictionary
he's on. Urban Dictionary. He's on Wikipedia Dictionary.
I just entered my own article in Urban Dictionary.
What the fuck, bro?
I can't tell if y'all are fucking with me or you actually think it's gyro.
Can we talk about music?
Go ahead. You got a topic? I'm saying.
So, do you think Drake is selling one mil first week when he drops?
No,
absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
Why not? Oh, Beastles with the camera. Okay, I see. So why don't you guys think? So why don't you guys think he's gonna sell a one mil first week if he sold?
Why would he sell? Why would he?
On Scorpion.
How much did he sell on Scorpion?
Yeah, he sold like 890K first week on Scorpion.
Yeah, and music's been so slow recently.
Oh, hold on.
Besides like a whole lot of red.
No way.
I'm talking about Chad, over or under 1 mil for Drake.
He almost sold like 900K.
I'm telling you, Wordu, right now, music is so dry that if Drake releases, first of all, no one's releasing the same week as Drake, period. Even if music wasn't dry. But the fact that it is, bro, all that traffic is going into that fucking album.
Oh, he has 732,000 first week.
Okay. Well, I thought it was higher than that. But no. Okay.
I think this album was more hype than Scorpion as well. It has more hype leading up to it. Am I bugging?
I can see him doing now. I can see him doing if he did 700 then, I can see him doing 900 now.
Yeah, he could definitely
million?
Do like,
no.
Yeah, I'll say over or under 900K then.
At least first week, no.
I'm saying over.
Over 800. I'll say over 800K. I'll definitely say that.
Yeah. I'll say over 850K.
Kid Cudi do? What did Kid Cudi do first week?
Nowhere near that, nigga. What the fuck?
He did like no, but he's did like 120 something. I think 110.
He's the most recent like big that's album good, that's been that's, released, right?
That is very good. That's very good.
Nigga, Future and Lil Uzi shit did 110K, bro.
Exactly. Yeah, think about how popping they are right now compared to Kid Cudi. When was the last thing?
It should be
no, it
more.
Shouldn't. When was the last time Kid Cudi put
no,
out?
No, because it was bad, so no one listened to it more than once.
Think about how hot Uzi and Future are compared to Kid Cudi. You talking? Bro, you're the music guy.
That's exactly why they should do more, nigga. What are you talking about? That's exactly why they should do more.
Okay, bro. All right, I don't even get it. He sold what?
Anyways, so we doing 900K. All right,
he sold between Kid Cudi sold. Okay, Justin, so you know
44.
He sold between 150 and 175K first week, which is definitely pretty good. That's damn near 200K first week for Kid Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi. Think about it. 1 million might be high for Kid Cudi, who hasn't released a good album in like 10 years. That's pretty good.
Exactly.
So come on now.
Can we just talk about how just dry the streets are in general, bro? I swear to God. Like, no good music coming out.
They are.
2K, gaming's ass in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the NBA.
To the Lil Durk album, like, on repeat, that's how dry my fucking music is.
The NBA, like, it's on. But, like, we can't
this
even.
This man said it's on.
we can't even talk about shit because it's too early in the season. You can't make any claims because it's too early in the season.
That's like, the perfect time
unless you just
calls.
Enjoy being blasphemous. Thank you. Just be blasphemous. Fuck it. Overreact all the time. That's how I do it. That makes it fun. Overreacting all year.
The Super Bowl. Okay, I'll give y'all the Super Bowl. But even that, bro, that's still 2 weeks away. Trees is just dry
Hey, fuck it. Let's keep it a buck football edition. Who y'all got for the Super Bowl?
Brady did we do this?
We didn't.
We did not. Oh, I feel like we did.
No. We did.
We did.
We did.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Wait, is it 2 weeks away? I thought they canceled the Pro Bowl.
They're still going to do the same timeline. Yeah, they're still giving it 2 weeks.
Yeah,
bro, I was on the Versus Instagram, bro. I kid you not. They had the iPhone in front of a monitor, and that was a stream, bro. And it was like two football analysts just talking for some reason. I was like, yo, what's going on?
iPhone camera?
Yeah, because it's on IG Live, so they just, it was just like that. Like, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Yeah, man, it's just pretty dry.
Ask what your Twitch name is, bro.
Dom2K is at an NBA game right now?
I'm pretty sure it's JustinBlake00.
Dom2K is at an NBA game right now, chat.
What? I don't know if y'all see that.
That's what's up.
Is that a Magic game? Is that a Magic game?
Yeah, there's a, still arenas letting people in. I wanted to go to one, but
Kansas,
you know,
City's like
things happen
to people.
I should go to that Rockets Lakers game.
Okay. So is Kendrick dropping this year?
Oh, is that the yo? Shout out to my Ashley just gave me the follow back. Cardiac, I know you hating.
On Locker Room or Twitter?
Twitter.
Mm.
You already know.
She hey, went outside the platform.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Ever since we started getting popping on Locker Room, my Twitter been going up a little bit. Like,
I've got some notable follows on Twitter. I'm not gonna lie. That Josh Eberly, I think his name is.
Yeah, shout out to Josh.
He followed me. Jeff Goodman followed me on Locker Room, not on Jeff Twitter.
Too. Yes, sir. Shout out to Jeff.
But B-Ball Breakdown
follows all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
He follows all of us. I think. Shout out to Coach Nick.
Does he? He only follows like four people.
Yeah, Iguodala, bro.
What's his name? I think does Damian Lee follow me? Hold on, let me see.
I know. Damian. We start. Damian Lee. I know we started. We started a room, bro. Workshop.
Damian Lee, and y'all just gonna skate past that like he didn't say that. When I say that,
oh my god, word is.
Damian Lee. Now we started a room, and Andre Iguodala had two followers, bro. We got him to like 12. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Big pool.
He's an investor on the app, bro.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen like him on the app?
Whoever Adam Taylor is, shout out to
all
you.
Warriors players are on there, basically.
Not really.
Yeah.
Toscano. Juan Toscano.
David Fatoki, whoever the fuck that is, shout out to you.
The
my baby
follow
Mimi
you?
Follow me on there.
My baby Mimi.
Baby Mimi down there.
Who's your number one draft pick right now, bro? You got two options right now.
Amen, tough, amen, tough. Amen. I got two picks in the first round right now. You can get both. I got two picks.
Pizza Bagel just type in chat. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What the fuck is this, dude?
So yeah, man. But yeah, I didn't. But you know, Ashley didn't follow me on Locker Room, but she gave me that Twitter follow, so you know what it means. You know what it is.
You know the vibes. You know
I'm
the
already
vibes.
Fucking up. I gotta keep it on the hush. I'm fucking up.
Dom, question: Do you have a Tinder? Do you have a Tinder at all?
Do I have a Tinder
or a Bumble or anything like
hey,
that?
What? Hell yeah, hell yeah. I got a Tinder.
Has Locker Room been popping more for you than Tinder?
No cat. It just might have, bro.
Let's be honest, bro.
Lame now, bro. And it's not that. Listen, it's not that my Tinder don't get no notifications. It's just the bitches that be like liking my like me. I'm not gonna lie to you because I live in dead areas. I just like everybody. So the matches that be popping up, I'd be like, bro, I'm about to understand Tinder, bro. Like this is the best y'all got,
bro. Oh, I mean. Bro. Think about it this way. Any girl that needs to use Tinder, you going
not
into
true.
It knowing something.
Not true. Not
work,
true, bro.
I worked
with
the baddest bitch that was on Tinder. She just didn't
that,
like
no, no. Girl. I'm not saying they're not going to be bad. I'm saying there's something about them.
Oh, yeah,
it's up to you to find
she
out what it
is. Wasn't there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew. Yeah, she definitely wasn't there. I'm like, yo, my dick would lose IQ.
Like,
yo, she was not there in the head, bro. But
oh, shit. So, is Locker Room the hot dating
hey,
app on
nah,
the block?
Nah, listen, bro, we're not talking about dating right now, man. We're not talking about dating. We're talking about enjoying content and talking sports with women who enjoy sports. So, my baby Mimi, my baby Ashley, shout out to
Molly.
Shout out to you. You know?
Look at Cardiac, bro. He said he challenges you to a simp war.
A simp war? Hey, bro, you're talking to, listen, as long as I'm single, I'm King Simp.
King Simp.
Oh, so don't get it twisted.
King Simp.
If I find me a little lady that like her sports, bro, we can talk about basketball all night. Trust me, it's gonna lead to other conversations.
Look at this dude, Tom.
Don't just be talking.
You see that smile he gave, bro? He said,
"Nigga, think he's slick.
You think you're slick, my guy?"
He probably gonna live this shit too.
This is the exact type of shit I'm from the camera.
I'm gonna make sure she hear this shit,
bro. Why are you being that nigga, man? Calm down, bro. We just out here having fun.
You doing the most, Fordu.
I'm gonna do my Gianna Michaels impression, right?
So, man, bro.
Y'all didn't get that pun, bro. Crazy. Doing the most? Crazy.
It's played out. I heard it. Oh, it's okay. Not played out, man. Shout out doing the most, man. He's
clearly,
crazy.
Clearly it was. No
response. That's crazy.
But yeah, Drake better than Kendrick? All right. Next time.
No.
Better at what? Making music or rapping?
Just overall, just better.
Yo, one thing I did see on Twitter, y'all see that Robin Hood shit on Reddit?
Does anyone on the panel do stocks or anything?
I did. I don't do stocks. Yeah. I didn't look into it too much, but does anyone understand what happened?
I need some more clarification on that.
I can't give too much clarification. I'm not like a stock expert.
I can explain what I learned, but something I have Robin a disclaimer. Hood. I learned it all from Twitter, so it could be
okay.
All.
So what did you hear? Because I also learned it from Twitter.
So this is how
we were talking about GameStop.
The stock,
I saw it. A Twitter feed of someone explaining it like I'm an idiot, which is perfect because when it comes to Robin Hood, I am an idiot. So basically, how it works is the rich people try to sell something that's worth like dog shit, right? So they make money off it. But what they did on Reddit is they bought so many stocks that the price went up. So the people that were selling it were actually ended up losing money, which are like the rich people, you know, the people that like are on Wall Street or whatever. That's basically how they described it. So Reddit got a gang of Reddit.
Wait. If the price goes up, how does the rich people lose money?
Or the value goes up?
No. So value goes up. This is what happened. Well, I was explained to it, and we was really, honestly, I was really into that. That's why I was in Omar's room earlier, right? Because I was really looking at the GameStop.
I explained the ass, by the way.
No, I'm a plug y'all into some more shit that's coming up with the stocks, because niggas really made money off that, and there's other stocks that's about to go crazy, so I'm going to put y'all in the know, you know?
Check but out you.
With the GameStop, basically how it was explained to me was the internet trolled the fuck out of Wall Street. And Wall Street is not liking it. So basically, a bunch of internet people bought hella stocks into GameStop.
They bought it's important that it's a stock that no one actually wanted. Like, it's GameStop.
Yeah, I was about to say, what the fuck happened to GameStop and AMC?
It's important that it's GameStop.
Listen, they bought hella GameStop stocks, and people that had it before then, I guess, either seen activity or whatever, and they did what they typically do and sold their stock to make their money.
Right.
But what ended up happening is the internet and the power that it has. It increased the stock tenfold of what people were expecting.
Yeah.
So the people that sold their stock, if they were to buy back in, they lost a ton of money. The people that on the internet that bought the stock when it was low, as it continued to rise, made shit tons of money. There were people making like 22 million, a million, all that shit. People were cashing out. In a day. Like a 1 to 3 day radius.
Right.
But
that's insane.
In a short time span, that wasn't supposed to happen. So basically, the internet... Yeah, the internet trolled the fuck out of Wall Street, and Wall Street got mad. So now Joe Biden's stepping in. Basically, Wall Street is manually manipulating the stocks for GameStop to make
not only
lose
did
money
it
and scare
them
into selling.
GameStop, it just exposed how Wall Street works in general. That
exactly
do something like that.
And they're also doing it with AMC. AMC, and you know, I'll just drop a couple hints on a couple ones so y'all can go out there. Blockbuster, Nokia.
Is Blockbuster still a company?
Nigga,
I'm
telling you, nigga, they're right now they're like 16 cents a stock.
They closed the Reddit
page. Now, they did, because I'm telling you.
Is it all on Robinhood? Like, can you use like a different app?
You don't have to use Robinhood, but
Robinhood
has no commission.
Whatever trader app you can, whatever kind of like Wall Street trading app you can. But I'm telling you, get stock in a Blockbuster. Anybody out there that's trying to finesse like how they did?
And the more people that buy stock in Blockbuster, the more you'll probably make.
Exactly. It's just going to rise.
That's pretty fucked up, though, that the government stepped in. I'm not going to lie. Like, isn't the whole thing about America capitalism?
Exactly, yeah.
But you want to know what it is? They're mad because they lost the game. They lost. Like the internet played their game.
No, I know. But that's fucked that they can just step in like that, bro. Like what the fuck?
And that was the thing. People were saying like, oh yeah, Wall Street's manipulated. The government can do whatever they want with it. And they were like, oh no, you can't. So people went out and proved it. Like, yo, okay, we're gonna go and manually manipulate and buy hella stock into a dead stock. And when it forced people to sell, and they realized what the fuck was going on, they couldn't buy back in and make any money back. They lost money. Then they had to fucking sling their dicks around and show their power, and it showed that they can actually manually manipulate the stocks. They just proved everyone's point. So right now, and that's why I think the stock market fucking crashed a day or two ago, whatever it was. Like that, I'm mad I wasn't in the know about it when it happened, because I definitely would have put money into whatever I had into it.
I need to look into stocks more, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, like everyone's crypto is a type of stock at this point.
Yeah,
at this point it is.
Basically. So,
like, but I really need to get into that whole
space. I mean, it's different.
Space,
it's easy, bro. I'm telling you. It's not as hard as you think. Let me not say it's easy, because if it was easy, everyone would do it.
Yeah,
but it's definitely.
The only reason the Reddit thing worked is because they just got a ton of people to like actually like buy into it. But I mean, if you can't get like a whole Reddit page to work with you, you just have to know how it works.
That's
wait, hold on, real quick. Chat.
Yeah.
My fault, Justin. I didn't mean to cut you off. But chat, was my explanation good? I need to know that. Anybody that
better than all right, fucking
all right. I'm gonna read off CMB47's explanation, because he redeemed.
Yeah,
like some points. Here's an explanation. Large investment firms have been short selling GameStop. Basically, they borrow a bunch of stock and give lenders an IOU to get it back later. If they sell a bunch of that stock and the price drops, they can buy it back, give it back to the lender, and pocket the profit. I don't know why I said it like that. The short seller.
That's what I meant when I said like the rich people are buying it and selling it.
Okay.
For like to make profit, but they end up losing now that it's actually went like the values went up.
Real quick, shout out to CMB47 for the gift of sub. But he says the short sellers got greedy betting on GameStop to fail. Retail investors, basically you if you downloaded Robinhood, realized the short sellers would need to buy that stock back to pay off their IOUs. And basically you and retail investors. What the fuck? I think he just said the same thing.
But, okay.
Okay.
You get the idea.
Yeah, I get the idea. But
shit's crazy.
Sheesh.
You know the vibes.
Sheesh. I'm looking into getting a Roth IRA. I've heard that on TikTok. Roth IRA.
Essentially,
it's Chad. If I'm explaining this wrong, let me know. But essentially, you buy a stock on this one, or you put money into this. I don't know the term right now. But it's just one person that buys a bunch of different stocks from the biggest companies, and it just grows over time because they're like safe stocks. Kind of.
Those things like those are smart, because if you buy a bunch of different stocks, some of them might go down, but over time
they go up.
Chances are they'll go up just much slower. So
yeah,
that's what my dad told me, and he knows more than I do.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't want to talk about shit I don't know, but. Very interesting world, bro. I'm trying to get into it, but I'm going to pay off these loans first. I'm saying.
Yeah, first things first, boys. you can't invest any money if you don't have it.
Hey, riff, bag's coming. I don't know about y'all.
Bag's definitely coming.
Hey, yes, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about behind the scenes. Oh, yeah. Hey.
I know what you're talking about.
Hey.
I can't announce it yet.
Nothing's official, but you know.
If I'm blessed with this opportunity to ink this deal, be so. I'm just saying.
It's not gonna be for a while. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
What happened?
It's not gonna be for a while for that.
Hey man, I'm willing to wait. Fuck
what
you
is this code, boys?
I'll tell you after the pod.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, but honestly, just the whole investing game. I need to get into whether that be with actual stocks. Crypto, basketball, card investments as well.
Do what Twitter tells you to. You'll get
so I'm saying.
Absolutely dicked.
Yeah, I don't. Hey, shout out to Django.
I'm about to say Dama OnlyFans. Hey.
Shout out Django for gifting a sub.
Hey, if somebody wants to gift Down Church 33 in the chat right now, that'd be kind of great.
Yo, that's right. Just saying, bro. Crazy, crazy. All right, so should we do the Q&A? Is that what time it is?
What time is it?
Dumb. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's go ahead.
He didn't Let's just do that in my ear, bro. Oh, my God. Stop, bro. You know the wildest shit is when you have Dom's snap story, bro. I swear to God, the pictures you post, bro. I'm like, yo, Dom, you are horny, bro.
Oh shit,
horny, hey man,
bro. He said mood, and it's just like some big ass black dick going into a fucking mouth.
Mood, you know the vibes. He posts those pictures of just like titties at the end of his story, so you click through the whole thing to see the titties. He's done that a few times, bro. I'm on to you.
Instead of the outfit of the day post, that's what Dom does, bro.
Hey man, I just be doing my thing on Snap, bro. Snap is a very fun time. If y'all not following me on Snapchat by now, I don't know what y'all doing. I got one of the greatest Snapchats out there.
I got enough people on Snap, so
you verified on Pornhub yet?
Nah, not yet, bro.
Nah, working on it. In the works.
All right, I'm trying to get Elite A23 in here. What up?
Elite.
Chat, if y'all want to participate in the Q&A, just type in !! Discord, join the Q&A right here, and we'll drag you in. But what up?
Hello?
What's good? Hello.
What's good?
I wanted to ask Dom and... Where do thoughts on RJ Barrett? Because I don't know what's y'all problem to say with RJ.
Look, man, look. I don't have a problem with RJ. I've actually seen he's been doing pretty solid this year, which is cool. But, I mean, I got to see him play because his game is so disgusting. Like, if that's the right word.
Disgusting.
Like, I don't. Like, all right. So imagine when you go to the park on 2K, right? And you stand on the guy next and you see a slasher just running to the rim and press an X. Whatever animation he gets, he don't give a fuck. He's just going to run to the rim and press X. That's RJ Barrett. It's very disgusting to watch. But if he's improved, he's improved, and I'll give him credit. But if he hasn't, then he just runs to the rim and spams X like he's Giannis with no signature moves. Pretty trash, just in my opinion.
Let me ask you a question. Who would you rather have, Dom, in terms of a point guard? Who would you rather have? RJ Barrett or DeJounte Murray?
DeJounte Murray.
Why would you rather have DeJounte Murray?
Because wasn't he dating that real badass YouTube? Oh, for real?
Jilly?
Oh,
Jilly?
Nah.
Yeah, Jilly's nah, bad, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
He's bad as hell.
Jilly, yeah.
Bad as hell.
Did she do her
But dirty? Nah, he, his defense, he's. I thought he did her With dirty. All due I don't respect. Know. Someone did somebody dirty. Oh. I don't know. But he's a great defender. And his offensive game is still... I mean, he's not a bad offensive player. He's definitely one of those top-tier defenders in the league, especially at point guard. And he's still going to give you 15 to 18 points on offense and play make a decent rate for a point guard in today's league. So, I'll take DeJounte.
Double-double machine. I'll take him, too.
DeJounte got the hands, bro. Over.
I bet he does.
He got the hands, bro. He actually has some sort of interesting...
And it's no issue personally with me with RJ Barrett because I love RJ Barrett. I'm a Duke fan, so I've been watching RJ Barrett his whole career. I just feel like it's just the inconsistency with RJ Barrett. And I feel like with Tibbs will play Randall like the entire game and not get Emmanuel. Again, Emmanuel quickly should be getting more minutes than he's getting. And that kind of just pisses me off too. But I like RJ
Barrett. Grinds your gears, Warden.
It does.
Grind your gears.
He shivers your timbers. All right, thank you for your question, man. I want to get cardiac in here, man.
Uh oh.
We got action.
What's up, cardiac?
What's good, bro? We got action.
I want all the smoke, Caleb.
Caleb. His government name.
Okay. You know what time it is.
Man.
Lord Domzo of House Balls. I need you to answer this one question for me.
Got you.
Why the fuck did you snake me on locker room?
What?
In front of hundreds of millions of tens of people.
hundreds of millions of tens of people.
Tens of people. I love it. Hey, man, I didn't. Listen. I just needed you to understand because you were the first person to say something when I was down there shooting my shot. They was up there debating, doing what they was doing. I was just trying to play the field, trying to be sneaky. And then you come with this ultra simp move. You go simp KO Ken, and I had to show you that I can go simp. Like, I can, you might go simp KO Ken, but my simp is Ultra Instinct. So I got back on stage when I was supposed to shot my shot,
but
like
it's not mastered. It's not master, young boy.
Hey,
you
man.
Gotta be in
the let me ask you this. Caleb, let me ask you. Did she follow you back?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On
on Twitter and on Locker Room.
Damn. She playing both of y'all, man.
We got a game. We got a game.
And it's crazy because I saw you steal in 4K, Dom. Because she asked me a question.
What was the question? What was the question?
That question was, how old are you?
Yo, he's
in. You know what your boy came back with?
Look at this dude.
Old enough.
What happened?
Old enough to party.
Are you actually old enough, though? Are you actually old enough?
Does that matter, though?
I'm just saying, are you over or under 18? No one's trying to catch a case right now.
Listen. I was born in the year of 2003, allegedly.
2003.
All I got to say, Caleb, listen. All I'm saying is,
you're
old enough to drive.
If your birth year has and in it, you ain't in this bracket, bro. I'll kiss you on your forehead. You a little boy. Like, you can't have and in your birth year. And think you about to do damage out here with me in the simp games. Like, you can't. I'm a simp black belt. Gold medalist, first team all simp.
First team all simp.
What it is.
But who was spitting first in the chat, though?
Me! Bro, what tape?
That's a lie.
Hey, Ashley first. Hey, Ashley first. What do you mean?
No, okay. Then when did Ashley come in the chat? When did she come into the room?
Oh, she was an OG in the chat. Like, exactly. for that room. You.
In that room,
I can't speak.
Time on Locker Room. I welcomed her. I opened my
That's cool. That's cool. Listen, I joined the room late. I didn't see any of those messages that you sent. Because honestly, I didn't see no finger. When I looked at her profile, she looked single as a Pringle. And I was looking at her. So,
wow.
I mean.
So you're
the game is the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game, and it's just we play the same game, baby. I hope you're ready to play hard.
Dom, are you sexist right now?
Am I what?
Are you relegating the queen that is Ashley to just a simple photo?
I went to her profile and then boom. And then you know, she wasn't in the chat, but it is what it is. I mean, we both did roast you at one point when you were being real simpy, so I thought we connected there.
Simpy.
But it's cool.
I don't think that was a roast. I think that was an appreciation of my kind and warm heart.
Hey, Chad, who y'all got winning this matchup, bro? Dom or Cardiac?
I think Chad has the person that's been with them since the real start.
Me, motherfucker.
Bro, if you've been with him since the start, and you're still not in there.
I was about to say, bro. Dom was literally with me since like 5K.
Like, what?
Oh, I thought you made with the girl since the start. Okay.
That's it right here, bro. Shout out to CMB.
CMB, shout out.
But it's okay. It's okay. This war will commence.
Interesting. You sound like a villain right now, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Do you actually have a real question, though? Or is that it?
Oh, not it.
All right. Peace out.
I'm going to catch y'all.
All right, man. We'll catch y'all on Sunday. We got some fire-ass guests coming up.
Yes, sir!
And we'll see y'all, man. Peace.